வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st canto, 5th chapter, text number 29, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 10th of August, 1974, in Vrindavan, India.
Sri Rupam Chakrajatam
தசைவாமே அனுரக்தஸ்ய ஸ்வசிதஸ்ய ஹதைனஸஹ சத்ததானஸ்ய பாலஸ்ய தாந்தஸ்ய அனுசரஸ்ய. So, the one side, the Guru, Sankirtamanam Munibhi Mahapavi. This is the relationship between disciple and guru. What are the qualifications of guru and what are the qualifications of the disciple? If both of them are qualified, then immediately the result is there. Just like husband and wife, both of them, if they are healthy, by sex there will be tenderness. Similarly, if the guru and the disciple, both of them are qualified, then immediately Krishna consciousness will be there. So, the qualification of the guru is described in the previous verse. Vishinnatu me anusabam jasu amalam sankirtamanam Munibhi Mahatma Bhi. The Guru must be Mahatma. And Muni. Muni means thoughtful, philosopher. Not foolish rascal, manufacturing something. Philosopher. And Mahatma. Not only self-realized, but by his character, by his behavior, by his understanding, he must be a Mahatma. What is that Mahatma? There are so many Mahatmas. Simply by changing the dress. No. Not that kind of Mahatma. Our Bhaktivinoda Thakur has sung a song, Evtava Kulir Chala. Here is a disciple of Koli. What is that? Nake tilok golay mala. He has got tilok. Matha nara nake tilok golay mala. It seems right. Sahaj bhajan kocche mamu sange loye porek bala. Bhaktivinoda Thakur saying that he's dressed like a Babaji. He has shaved his head and has got tilak and kanthi, but he has got at least half a dozen women, and that is his bhajan. So not that is not Mahatma. That is Durasma, the cheating. Of course, in this Kali Yuga, therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Evta Kolir Chala. Kolir Chala means the disciple of Koli, dressed like a sadhu or Vaishnava, but within all ravishing. That will not help. He must be Mahatma, real Mahatma. We want Guru like that. Then it will be. We must be also qualified and Guru also qualified. Therefore it is said in the Hari Bhakti Vilas that 1 year should be taken to study one another, the Guru and the disciple. The Guru also will see whether the person is fit to become a disciple, disciple also will see whether this gentleman can become my guru. So, the qualification of guru is he should be Mahatma and Muni. Muni means philosopher and Mahatma means God-realized. Really, Mahatma means God-realized. He knows. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhavanam janmanamanti gyanavan mam prabodhyate vasudeva sarvamiti sa mahatma asudullava. One who knows Krishna is the cause of all causes. Vasudeva. Vasudeva means Krishna. Sarvamiti. Vasudeva paramaha. Vasudeva paramaha. There is everything to satisfy Vasudeva, Krishna. Either you perform sacrifices or you work piously, the aim should be how to satisfy Vasudeva. Vasudeva sarvamiti. Just like if you want to keep your body fit and healthy, you must satisfy the stomach. If your stomach is all right, and if you supply proper food to the stomach, then whole body will be energized without fail. Similarly, the Mahatma means whose business is to satisfy Vasudeva. Vasudeva sarvami. Krishna said, Vasudeva, when Krishna is in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, he is Vasudeva. Krishna does not go away from Vrindavan. But when he has got other business to do, he does it as Vasudeva. Vasudeva is in Mathura, Vasudeva is in Dwarka, but original Krishna is in Vrindavan. But that does not mean that this Vasudeva is different from Krishna. The foolish person who cannot study, who does not know what is Vasudeva, what is Aniruddha, what is Pradyumna, Sankarsan, these are all expansions of Krishna. They are not different from Krishna, but still they are not original Krishna. It is not that Vasudeva has got less power than Krishna. They are equally powerful. Advaita, Achyuta, Advaita. They are not different. Achyuta, Anadi, Ananta Rupam. But the difference is that several times I explained that one candle, you lit up another millions. So, all the candles are of the same power, so far candle power is concerned. But still, you have to say, this is the first candle, this is the second candle, this is the third candle, this is the fourth candle, like that. Not that, because the second candle is lit up from the first candle, therefore second candle is less powerful than the first one. No, that is not. That is called advaita. Advaita, achyuta, advaita, achyuta, ananta rupam. Krishna's ananta rupam does not make any difference. There is no difference between Ramchandra and Krishna. Rama vimuttisukalaniyamena tishtan. Krishna is always, when we say Krishna, Krishna with all his expansion. Vishnu expansion. So either you worship Rama or Krishna, it is the same. Or Vishnu. There is no difference. Therefore, advaita yachyati anadi ananta rupam adyam. But still, Krishna is the adyam, origin. Adyam purana purusam navajavubanancha. Although he is adyam, Purana Purusam, the oldest. personality is still Navajaubanancha, always young. You have never seen Krishna's photograph as old man, no. When he was charioteer of Arjuna, he was great-grandfather at that time. His grandson had sons. He's old man. But you see, just a young man, 20 years old. That is Krishna. Navajaubanancha. Ardham Purana Purusham Navajaubanancha. And these rascals, they try to understand Krishna. Krishna personally said that Manushanam Sahasreshu Kashti Jatati Siddhaya Jatatavati Siddhanam Kashti Vetti Mam Tattva. Out of many millions of persons, one is perfect. And out of many millions of perfect persons, one can hardly understand what is Krishna. And these rascals understand Krishna. They remark that Krishna is like this, Krishna is like this. How much rascal them indeed. This is the Krishna says personality. And Lord Brahma says, Vedesu Dullabha. Vedesu Dullabha. You cannot understand Krishna simply by studying Vedic literature. It is not possible. Then how we shall understand Krishna? Adurlabha Atmabhakta. If you want to understand Krishna, then go to his devotee. He will make you understand. That is Mahatma. You cannot understand Krishna personally by your so-called speculation. Neither you can understand Krishna simply by studying Vedas as a scholar. There are many Vedanti scholars. They cannot understand. So many Vedantis there are in India, but they cannot understand Krishna. Naham prakasa sarvasya yuga maya samabhita. Krishna says, I am not exposed to everyone. That is Krishna. So therefore, how to understand Krishna? That is stated by Krishna himself after many, many births, struggling to understand Krishna. Bhavanam janmanamanti jnanavan. Not foolish person. Foolish person cannot understand. But even jnanavan, who is wise, perfectly wise, learned, scholar, such person, even after many, many births struggling to understand Krishna. So, that is Mahatma. One who has understood Krishna, he is Mahatma. One who does not understand Krishna or verifies himself as Krishna, he is Duratma, he is not Mahatma, he is a rascal. Mahatma is that person who has understood Krishna, that Vasudeva Sarvamiti. Krishna, Vasudeva is the cause of all. Ishara Parama Krishna. One who has understood this perfectly, that the supreme controller, Ishara. Ishara means controller. And not only controller, but supreme controller. Controller, we are every one of us a controller. Just like I am also controlling a few of my disciples, or 100 or 1,000. But Krishna is controller of millions, millions upon millions and millions of us, all in you. Sarvaloka Maheshwara. Simply to become controller does not become, yes, that is also Ishvara, you can say, but there is Parameshwara. These words are used in the Vedic language. Ishvara, Parameshwara. Atma, Paramatma. So there is one, Paramatma. That Paramatma is Krishna. Atma, we are also Atma, living being, and Krishna is also living being. But not, we are not equal to Krishna. Krishna is the chief living being. Just like I am also living being, you are also living being, but you accept me as the chief of this institution. There must be one chief, otherwise there will be no management. It will be chaotic. So, we are Atma, and Krishna is also Atma, but He is Paramatma. We are Ishvara. Krishna is also Ishvara, but He is Parameshvara. Therefore, we have named Godhead purposefully, not God. We don't say back to God. We say back to Godhead. Head means the chief. Everyone can claim that I am God, because everyone has got some power, little power, but not the supreme power. That is Krishna. So, when one understands Krishna perfectly, he becomes Mahatma. Just try to understand, not a politician, not by changing dress, saffron color, cloth. No, that is not Mahatma. One who understands Krishna perfectly well, he is Mahatma. Therefore, here it is said, Muni bhi Mahatma bhi. The instruction was received from person, Muni bhi, great philosopher. Not only philosopher, but Mahatma, because one who has understood Krishna perfectly. This is the qualification of Guru. So that qualification to attain is not very difficult. But because we are rascals, we do not try to take the qualification. That qualification is very simple. One who can understand Krishna, Krishna is not so cheap thing. He has said already that jatatamapi siddhyana. So it is not very easy, but it is very easy if you take the process, easiest process. What is that easiest process? That easiest process, you don't talk nonsense, you simply talk what Krishna has said, that's all. And many times they give me very great credit that I have done wonderful. Yes, I have done wonderful, but what is the reason? Because I am not a rascal. I speak what Krishna has spoken, that's all. Very easy. Everyone can do that. Not only I, any of you can do this. Simply speak what Krishna has said, that's all. Don't make addition, alteration, then you become rascal. Immediately become rascal. So you don't want to, if you don't want to become a rascal, if you want to become a Mahatma, then you accept what Krishna says and please them. Krishna says, matta parataram nanyat. There is no more superior authority than me. You say that. You say, vasudeva sarvamiti. Well, Krishna is the cause. You understand or don't understand, if you simply pick up the words of Krishna and talk like that, then you become Mahatma. There is no difficulty to become Mahatma. But these Duratma, these rascals, they talk differently from Krishna. Therefore, they are not Mahatma, they are all Duratma. Therefore, the process is that if you want to make progress in Krishna consciousness, then you have to find out a guru who is Mahatma. Adu Gurbhasram. That is the first business. Adu, in the beginning, Gurbhasram, to take shelter of a bona fide Mahatma Guru. That is the Vedic instruction. Tad vijnanartham cha guru meva abhigacchet. Must abhigacchet. This verb is used. Must, it is not, oh, I can do without Guru. No, that is not possible. That is not possible. If you want to understand the transcendental science, spiritual science, you must approach gacchet, this form of verb used when there is the meaning must. Tad vijnanartham sa guru meva abhigacchet samit pani srutriyam brahmanistham. And Guru's qualification is Brahmanistha. Brahma. And again this word. Brahma, and Krishna is Parabrahma. Again this Param. That Parabrahma has been said by Arjuna to Krishna. Parabrahma Paramdhama Pavittam Paramam Bhava. Bhava, my dear Krishna, you are Parabrahma Pavittam Paramam Bhava. So, the process is that if you want to make any progress, just like Narad Muni, he made immediately progress simply by associating with the Mahatmas only for 4 months. Why? That is explained in the next part. What is that? Tasyaiva me anuraktasya. I became attached to them. I became a lover of the Mahatma. Anuraktasya, prasitasya, I became obedient. Not disobedient. Guru Ravagya, that is great offense. If you become disobedient to Guru, then your business is finished. These are the qualifications. Me anuraktasya prasitasya and hata inasa, hata inasa. Means, all my sinful activities stop. Nobody can understand the bona fide Guru or Krishna unless he is free from sinful life. Therefore, we have to accept this principle, no illicit sex, no gambling, no intoxication, no meat eating. If you follow these 4 principles, then you become hatayinasa, hatayinasa. Your sinful life stops. So, hatayinasa saddhadhanasya. Saddhadhana means with faith and obedience, not that blindly. Saddhadhanasya balasya. And although he was a boy, but he got this qualification. Balasya. Danta. Silent. No more playing. Anucharasya. Anuchara means follow. These are the qualities. If you become qualified with these qualities, what is that? Anurakta means attached, obedient, no sinful activities, and faithful, and not disturbing, danta, and follower. And if the Guru is Mahatma, and if you are qualified with this qualification, then the result is immediate. But there is no difficulty. One must be serious to understand, and he must approach a qualified Mahatma Guru, then his business will be. Transaction will be very nicely done. This is Vedic process. Is there any difficulty? Anyone can say, is there any difficulty to become Mahatma and to become a qualified disciple? Is it very difficult? Say, if there is any difficulty.
No.
So where is the difficulty? There is no difficulty. The difficulty is, the rascal will not do it, and the so-called duratmas, they are passing on as mahatmas, and so-called disciples are passing on as disciples. Therefore, the transaction is imperfect. Things are not coming. But if the transaction is perfect, from both the sides, from the disciple's side and Guru's side, then Krishna consciousness is very, very easy. Thank you.